We know that as the holidays happen, I'm concerned. More, we've got multiple generations of families gathering, some of whom will bring COVID into those events. And sadly, some family members could get sick.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services expected to give us what they call updated guidance sometime today. That was the governor from yesterday, and we'll be hearing from her in our 8:35 slot as she wants to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving and also, I think, a friendly reminder about being safe over the holidays. In the meantime, we do want to get an update in terms of what is happening at our state's hospitals. Whether rural or whether in urban areas, they are seeing an unprecedented surge. And I say that because not only are they facing the normal garden variety maladies that they treat day in and day out, they're seeing a surge there of those, but we're also seeing a surge of COVID. And wanted to get an update on it all from Brian Peters, the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Brian, a premature happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, thank you so much, Guy. Always a pleasure to be with you.
So can you give us an update on the numbers? We know that you are carefully watching the patient level, the COVID-19 patient level here in the state. Where are we as of this morning?
Well, Guy, when we last spoke about a week or so ago, you might remember I mentioned that we were trending towards the potential for the 4,000 threshold by Thanksgiving, meaning 4,000 Michiganders hospitalized with COVID-19. And unfortunately, we met that threshold a couple of days early because as of yesterday, we were at 4,085. Statewide, as you said, this is not limited to one region of the state. It is urban. It is rural. The entire state has become a hotspot. And to put this in context, our all-time record high was 4,640 COVID inpatients, and that was back in April of 2020. But if we look at the trending, we look at the leading indicators in terms of positivity rates and emergency department visits, I fear that we're going to surpass that all-time record high before the end of the calendar year if things don't change.
Well, you may have already passed it. I mean, that's 73 patients, and while we would certainly hope there would be some discharges ahead of the holiday, you know, you could have statewide, you could have accumulated a net 73 patient gain in just in the time that you and I have been speaking, Brian. What does that mean in terms of delivery? Because it's we compare it to the former record of COVID-19 in April, but in April we weren't seeing the surge of other more conventional garden variety emergencies and disease that you're facing now.
That's right. And there's really three what I call X factors here that are fundamentally different from the surge of the spring of 2020 and frankly, all of the previous surges. The first is, as you said, we're seeing a very large degree of pent-up demand for non-COVID healthcare services. There's no question about that. Including a 40% increase in emergency department volume from a year ago. Number two, certainly our frontline caregivers, but all hospital employees are more fatigued at this point than they've ever been. Remember, they've been dealing with this pandemic for nearly 2 years now. And the third factor, which is very concerning, we're starting to hear reports from our member hospitals throughout the state of flu cases. And of course, we want to avoid the instance of what we're calling a twindemic, where hospitals that are already stretched to capacity start to see a rise in flu cases. Unfortunately, that's starting to occur in some spots in Michigan.
So in terms of what we might face as a patient, if I'm, let's say, at a rural hospital, I know that there has been some buildup of COVID patients in the ER because they don't have bed space in the upper levels of the hospital. If I go into an ER, A, what are the chances that I'm going to have to share space with a COVID patient? And what kind of a wait am I going to experience? How will it impact my care?
Sure.
This record
well,
that we may be setting.
Right. Our hospitals have been doing an extraordinary job of infection control, making sure that we're doing everything we can to create a safe environment, both for our staff, but also for our patients and guests. But we have to understand as members of the public, just as when you go into a restaurant these days and you see a sign in the lobby that says, please be patient, we're at full capacity, but we are short-staffed. You could put that same sign in a hospital lobby or an emergency department lobby, because that's the reality. We're at full capacity, but we're short-staffed. And so we have a number of hospitals now that are on diversion, meaning they have no more capacity to treat anything other than the most urgent cases. We have hospitals that are actively rescheduling elective procedures in order to clear space so they can care for more urgent patients. We have requested assistance from the federal government in the form of the Department of Defense to send more staff to shore up that staffing challenge that we have in a number of locations around the state. And so we're doing everything that we possibly can. But Guy, once again, we really need the public's support here. We need them to do the right things in terms of vaccinations, masking, social distancing, the things that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has very recently lifted up yet again. We agree. We think that is the right thing to do. But we don't want anyone to delay seeking treatment. At the end of the day, if you have a legitimate health care need, you need to find care either in a hospital setting, but preferably, if it's possible, in an alternative care setting, primary care office, physician office.
So, Brian, for a couple of days now, Elizabeth Hertel with the MDHHS and the governor have been saying to expect what they call updated or added guidance from the state health department. I noticed to a large degree that was driven by a request from you and others in the hospital and healthcare community. What are you asking from them? And do you think they've gone far enough?
Well, Governor Whitmer and Director Hertel and the entire administration has been very supportive and engaged. We've had great lines of communication with them. And certainly when the department issued their advisory last Friday, we certainly concur fully with all of the things that they lifted up. In fact, we worked very closely with our own hospital and health system chief medical officers to issue our own statement earlier this week, and it was very consistent. It's calling on folks to be vaccinated, particularly those who may see waning immunity. If you got the vaccine earlier in the pandemic, now is the time to get that booster, to get that third shot. If you have a pediatric patient or pediatric situation, we need to have children vaccinated now that that is an opportunity. And certainly, whether you're vaccinated or not, we are recommending that Michiganders wear masks in public settings. We think that is a proven tool in the toolbox. And as you've heard the governor say, as we're gathering in these Thanksgiving Day settings, particularly with families from multiple regions, multiple locations, be very mindful of COVID. We're not out of the woods yet by any means.
Right. I'm actually a little surprised that they haven't released this guidance by now, seeing as how we're 24 hours away from the Thanksgiving get-togethers, and a lot of families are already gathering. Perhaps we'll see it today, but I've got a feeling it's going to be things that we've heard before and that we probably already know. We just need a nice, friendly reminder. Brian Peters, the best to those of you in the healthcare community and the hospitals. We know you're doing your best, and we certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Guy, as always, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
And to you, Brian. Happy Thanksgiving. When we come back, the governor of the great state of Michigan, here on WJR.